the motivation for Amir Kohan to leave his steady job working in Israel's tech sector was his 22-year-old niece. Every time she gets into a taxi cab, she has her cell phone out, ready to call her father.
This was the original trigger, letting people feel safer and be safer on their daily routine when they're going out for a party, going in a taxi, whatever.
So Kohan dreamed up a smartphone app called Guard My Angel that will send out an alert with your location if you feel threatened.
The main thing that we would like to resolve is that you would never say, I wish I knew. If something happens to a friend of you nearby, you may want to know.
Kohan teamed up with former co-worker Hagar Romach to work on the app. A version launched for Android phones in January. An iPhone version is in the works. When Romach met a StartFast mentor at a tech event in Israel and learned about the accelerator program in Syracuse this summer, she knew they had to apply. But the decision to leave their families and come here was not without hesitation. Still,
we think that when you're an entrepreneur, then you need to make these steps in order to succeed. It's not easy, it's not trivial, but we jumped into the water, and sometimes it's cold, but we're doing it.
Startup accelerators like StartFast bring in fledgling tech companies and give them seed money in return for a small stake in the company. The teams also get access to mentors and free workspace, which Kohan says beats bouncing around from coffee shop back in Israel.
So it was very hard to get a full working day. And this is an opportunity. We have a desk, we have a working environment, and we'd like to make it happen faster.
Right now, the Guard My Angel app works kind of like the OnStar service in cars. Users can set a timer, and if the clock runs out before hitting I'm okay, the alert will go out. You can also send out an SOS at any time. Kohan says the messages will still go out if your phone runs out of battery or is even submerged in water. There is competition out there, but Kohan says the biggest difference with Guard My Angel is that the device won't constantly track your location, just when the alert is activated. The biggest feature they're hoping to roll out over the next 3 months is a way for the app to also notify contacts who are near your location when the alert is sent out. That feature interests mentor Elisa Miller out, but she says Kohan and Romach will have to be careful to not try and tackle too much.
Well, what they're struggling with right now, I think, is really just trying to focus the product and figure out, you know, which path is going to provide the most traction with real users. They already have a strong user base, which is great, but they're going to do more specific testing with them to figure out which angles might have more traction.
Kohan and Romach are hoping to immerse themselves this summer in that user base. They rented a house for the three-month program in the student neighborhood near Syracuse University. Just how much time they'll be able to spend in that house is to be determined. Like the other eight companies participating in StartFast, Guard My Angel is planning on putting in some pretty long days in that free workspace. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.